This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. You could be in California, Alaska. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in Florida. You could be in New York with our producer, Ryan Botcher. You could be in Canada. What's up to everybody listening in Toronto, Montreal, Calgary? You be up in Nova Scotia. What's up to you? I appreciate you could be in a submarine right now. Okay, if you're in a submarine, well, thank you for your service, okay? Botcher, there's no other reason somebody be in a submarine, right?
There's a couple. Those are classified reasons.
Classified, yeah. Well, shout-outs to you with your classified business. We appreciate you. Shout-outs to all our service men and women all over North America and everywhere. Okay, I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can tune in, you can lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And we've already had a busy show. Thank you so much to Russell Baxter for joining us, NFL writer and historian. Taking a look at the current status and state of the NFL. Who can go and who can not go to the playoffs? If you missed that conversation with Russell, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We learned today TJ Watt is in a hospital with a lung issue. A lung issue that popped up during a treatment? What? Botcher, did he get kicked in the chest? What happened?
That's some new treatment I've never heard of, where you leave with your lung hurting.
It's some new treatment. Kick you in the lung. Why not? It's my guess. My apologies for speculating, but it makes all the sense in the world that apparently maybe he got a needle somewhere that it wasn't supposed to go. Speculation, okay? Speculating about Sharon Moore. We talked about that. We're going to get more details as to why he was arrested. We already know why he got fired. We're going to have a conversation with Pete Fuitek. We'll talk to him about more. And then, of course, the college football playoff is coming up. The coaching carousel, even though a lot of the seats have been filled. And we'll get Pete's thoughts on, who might be the next coach of Michigan. We got a lot to get into. Of course, in an hour from now, we got kickoff in the NFL. getting ready to start off week 15. Here we go, about four games left for every team. We got the Falcons and Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicking us off tonight. I mean, what could have been a good game, an NFC South matchup, still might be a good game. But there is no Michael Penix Jr. We know that he's out for the season, tore that ACL. Kirk Cousins is going to get the start, speaking of old quarterbacks. And then we got Tampa Bay, who apparently might have Mike Evans back as he is active. Good for him. Looking forward to seeing Mike Evans back out there on the field. We'll talk about this Thursday night football matchup. We'll get there in an hour from now. But my brain has been triggered, okay, which is a good thing. I think my brain is pretty much triggered all the damn time. Old quarterbacks. You thought Kirk Cousins was old? You thought that looking at Kirk Cousins coming off the bench, I guess he's earning part of his $28 million this year. He's 37 years old. What an ancient dude he is, right? While I've been gone the past couple of days, wow, we got more of an ancient guy that came back. Philip Rivers is back with the Colts. 44 years old. This man hasn't thrown a football. He ain't thrown a football since 2020 in the pandemic. And yesterday they introduced him and he has all of these amazing jokes. He has fat jokes. He has old people jokes. He has all the jokes in the world. And then I told you about his 10 kids and his grandson. Yeah, he got a grandkid. And his wife. It was nothing but jokes yesterday. It's not going to be funny if he goes out there and gets his ass whooped up in Seattle. I can't believe this. We know the Colts are currently on a slide. Daniel Jones blew out his Achilles. This is why Philip Rivers has a job right now. I mean, do I got to tell you about Richardson? Well, he's hurt. Bacha, how's this guy hurt? He don't even play.
Well, it was the elastic band. You know how dangerous those are.
That was his eyeball, not his knee.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's a very delicate thing, your eye orbital bone. So I don't know.
His eyeball affected his knee?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he can't see, which means he can't move correctly, which messes up his knee.
Is Anthony Richardson, is he a bust?
Yes. At this point, yes.
Damn, he's a bust.
I think he was... If anything better, he'd be back from an eye injury at this point.
Oh, boy. Damn. Well, let's take a listen. This is Shane Steichen. This is the coach of the Colts. This is a team on a 1-4 slide. They are on a 3-game losing streak. Jacksonville, the Jaguars, just took their lunch. They're going to take on Seattle. That is not going to be good. They're going to be in Seattle. Shane Steichen talked about why they signed Philip Rivers.
Sunday after the game, you know, when Daniel went down and then we found out about Riley's knee, we're kind of like, hey, what are we going to do? And me and Chris were talking and we're like, hey, let's call Philip, see what he says. Called him Sunday night. We said, hey, what do you think? He said, heck yeah, I'm interested. Heck yeah. And so he slept on it, said sleep on it. And then Monday, called him back Monday morning. He said, I need to get up there and throw, get in that building, start moving around. So he came in here, threw. He didn't forget how to throw a football. So we did that Monday, and then Tuesday, he was in the hotel thinking it over. He called us. Me and Chris were in the office. Said, what do you think? He said, daggummit, let's freaking go. And so we said, let's do it. And so we're excited for his opportunity. Like I said, he's one of the most passionate players I've ever been around. The obsession for the game is off the charts. So I know he's fired up to be back in this building. He's been with a lot of these guys when he played here last. So looking forward to that.
Daggummit. Yeah, that sounds about something that Phil Rivers would say, Mr. Alabama. He'd say daggummit because he don't want to go out there and swear. And then when you got 10 kids running around the house, or maybe out of the house, and then you got a grandkid too, probably out the house, maybe not. Philip Rivers, he got to watch his mouth. Now he's going to be back on a football field trying to help keep these 8-5 Indianapolis Colts alive. Like, I didn't believe it even when they were rolling. Oh, this is one of the best teams in the NFL. Oh, they're looking good. Oh, yeah, they can put up points. Just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they were 7-1. They were 7-2. And then they've hit the skids. I didn't believe in him, even with Daniel Jones. And it sucks for Daniel Jones. And looks like he was on his way helping the team to make the postseason, maybe get himself another contract after this one. I don't know. I know he was on a two-year deal. But Phillip Rivers comes in. He's an old guy, 44-year-old dude. Hasn't thrown a pass since 2020. And now he may get a finish out his football life. He may never throw a pass past Sunday. Every time that he steps out onto the field could be the last time. They were even asking him about his playing weight. They were saying he looked kind of chunky coming off of the couch, and even he's making jokes about it.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right, I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna. They you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there, and it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it can help if you're a little bit slower on the slide to the left. Or slide to the right. I mean, if you can't slide out of the way fast enough, you don't got to run away from anybody, but you sure as hell got to be able to move. And so it's nice that Phillip Rivers, this is a nice story overall. I thought he was done. I mean, we've heard the stories over the past few seasons. Maybe he's got a phone call here or there, but it probably wasn't worth it. He said, this is probably it for me. And the Colts, they gave him that call. Yeah, they're certainly familiar with him and going to the postseason, as he mentioned. And in 2020, that was his last hurrah until he got this call now. And yeah, there's always the jokes about his very large family. Well, now that he's walking out the door for possibly, I don't know, a month, maybe two. He would certainly hope it's 2 months. Phillip Rivers explained how his family feels about him leaving to play in the NFL again.
They've been very supportive. You know, I think my younger children are most excited. I shouldn't say most excited. They're excited because they don't remember Dad playing. You know, my six-year-old actually asked me like 4 months ago, like, Dad, why don't you play anymore? And I'm like, hon, I'm sorry. Best you're going to get is me coaching on the sideline, you know, because they were seeing, you know, highlight, or they're pulling up some, you know, old games. My boys are fired up, obviously, but I think share the same sentiment. A little nervous, like, Dad, can you think you can do it, you know? And then my older girls are real excited because they're a little bit confused. They're like, shoot, I was 12. You know, some of them, you know, now all of a sudden they're grown adults, married, and they remember 16 years old going to the ball game. So, it's been a whirlwind of 48 hours, I'll say.
I like this. Like, I love this story. Like, to get an ending. Look, and I've said it. I got no problem. Over the years, there have been conversations, and we could date these conversations that I've had on the air 4 and 5 years from when he retired, of whether or not Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. Okay, all the way up until I think we had this talk maybe a couple of months ago, when it didn't even seem like there was going to be a thought that he was going to be back in the league, especially being the fact that he's on a Hall of Fame ballot. Well, now that he's going to play, you got to push that down the road another 5 years, which I think he's perfectly fine with. You want to play, you want to go into the Hall of Fame. I think by actually playing, he can kind of help his cause, as long as he doesn't go out there and just look like a complete joke. I originally thought, and as it stands today, I don't believe Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. Okay? I know about his longevity, I know about his stats and everything that he's been able to accumulate, but when you think about his era and the gentleman that he played with, let's think about those Hall of Fame names, those surefire Hall of Fame names. A guy like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. They basically all played in the same damn era. You can throw Ben Roethlisberger and his two touchdowns, or two, not two touchdowns, his two Super Bowls in there as a step below, you know, Brady, Brees, and Manning. And then you got Phillip Rivers. Okay, I mean, did he ever win anything on the ultimate? No, he didn't. Okay, the Chargers always looked like they were good, and then they did not. And so he played his ass off. He was good. He played a long time. He busted ass. But he's not in the category of the gentleman that I just mentioned. But I do think, and there's a lot of sentiment that's added to this, if Phillip Rivers can go out there and play and not look like a complete joke, I think in a few years that will bolster what he's done. Because how many players, I'd venture to say probably none, maybe, as far as I know, how many players at the age of 40 walk away and come back at 44 and play? As long as he doesn't look like a complete joke, they could be fine. And a matter of fact, I know I'm talking about Seattle. That's who the Colts are going to play next. I think he's going to have a good game. I think he's going to be riding a high because he's basically living out a dream. He played in the league, but now he's getting one more crack. There's not probably going to be a next year. It's not going to be 2 years. Nobody's going to sign 44-year-old Philip Rivers to a 10-year contract. He ain't getting none of that. He has to enjoy this. And I think a part of that, yeah, there's going to be nervousness, but he's going to play loose. He's going to go out there and throw around that rock. And I think he's going to do well. I do. Now, that's just on Sunday. I'm not saying they're going to win. Do I think the Colts are going to make the postseason? I don't think so. I think Philip Rivers is going to be even in this situation. If you think about their remaining games on the schedule, not easy. They got Seattle, not easy. San Francisco, not easy. Jacksonville in their division, not easy. They just beat them. And then you end the season against Houston, which is one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the entire NFL, not easy. I see these Indianapolis Colts. It sucks for a team that started 7-1. I do not believe the Colts are going to make the postseason. And I think if Philip Rivers, speaking selfishly for him, not that he needs it, if he's going to get into the Hall of Fame, just look even. I don't think he has to take them to the postseason. I just think he doesn't need to go out there stumbling around looking like an old washed up dude with a grandkid at home. Okay, I'm wishing Philip Rivers nothing but the best. I think this is a cool story. Man, let's see what he does. Okay, he is here with a new head coach, Shane Steichen. We know when he was there, Frank Reich was the coach. But Philip Rivers says, listen, man, I've seen all the football. Everything in between my ears still works. And now Shane Steichen was asked about Philip Rivers in the playbook. And this is what the current coach had to say.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's been the same offense since I was with him all those years at the Chargers. So, he's got good familiarity, obviously, in the building all day yesterday, dialing in on the first, second down game plan, looking at third downs, all those different things. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, Shane Steichen, he was with the Chargers as an assistant in 2011 all the way up until 2015. He was the quarterback's coach in 2016 to 2019. So there is a whole lot of familiarity, you know, with this team. So let's see what happens. I'm wishing him the best. Take one for the old guys. Go for it, Philip Rivers. Help yourself with the Hall of Fame case. Because as it stands right now, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Okay? Good luck. Good luck over the next couple weeks, too. Old guy's going to need it. Botch, I hope he don't get his ass whooped out there, man.
I want him to do good so bad, but I don't want them to win just because as a Jets fan, we need them to lose more games to get a better pick. But, like, if he could go out there and throw two touchdowns or three touchdowns and a loss, that would be the perfect story.
Yeah, that would be a fun one. I hope he can do that against Seattle. I hope we don't see an old guy driven into the turf who's washed up because they will certainly tell his ass, go home. We're going to find out sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We know Sharon Moore, he was told to go home, and he got himself into a whole hell of a lot more trouble. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation about all things. Let me repeat again. All things college football, including the playoff and coaching and NIL and what have you, everything with Pete Fuatek from collegefootballnews.com. He'll join us on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we should be just gearing up for the college football playoff. Man, we've had some bigger news and a bigger story that's popped up over the past 24 hours. To talk about everything going on in the world of college football, from the coaching to the big games that are coming up, everything involving the playoff. Joining us, welcome back to the show from collegefootballnews.com. It is Pete Fuatek. Pete, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. A little interesting stuff going on lately.
Oh, interesting to say the least. We all know about the issues with Sharon Moore's personal problems and cost him his job, and unfortunately seemingly a larger life issues that we don't know all the details of yet. What happens next, not with him, but at Michigan? There's a lot of names thrown around as to who can be the next coach, who Michigan might poach. What are your thoughts, Pete?
There's a lot of parts to this. I mean, do you want, if you're Michigan, there's a part of this bunch that's going to want to just be like, you know what, the Jim Harbaugh era was great in its own way. You got a national championship. You got another appearance to the college football playoff. You got a bunch of wins over Ohio State, but you do probably want to move on from all the Connor Stallion stuff and all the remnants of that, you go forward and maybe just kind of start anew. So that kind of changes things a little bit. Do you want a Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, who was a very integral part of what Harbaugh did over his last two years there? Do you want to go a Jed Fish, who from Washington, kind of a new part of this puzzle, who might want to make the next step up kind of move? But it's Michigan. So, like, the crazy part about this is there is no name that's too big. You know, you can honestly say it would not be entirely insane to say John Harbaugh might want to, like, a change of scenery after, you know, if he's struggling. Or Mike Tomlin if he's sick of being booed, even though his team's in first place in the division. So, you know, you can name just about anybody. I think it's probably going to be more like, you know, like a Tommy Rees, an offensive, you know, high-end offensive coordinator, or a guy who's got some experience like a Jed Fish.
We got to wait and see. When do you think something like this will take place? We know that they got the Cheez-It Bowl coming next. When do you think realistically they can get their hands on a coach?
Relatively soon. I mean, like, it's actually about the perfect time for this, because it's after that first wave of recruiting happened, and okay, now Michigan's not in the college football playoff setting. So, you know, the bowl game, while of course everyone loves it and wants to have fun with it, it's not the end of the world if they don't play well. And, you know, the coaches that they're probably going to go after, they'll probably be relatively free in the next few weeks. So there's not a huge amount of time needed to change this around. And if it is, for example, like in a perfect timing sort of thing, if it is Fish who is going to be on this list, Well, they play first. I mean, they play, I think it's maybe Saturday, the first one up against Boise State. So he'd be done, you know, after this weekend. He'd start up next week. So I think it'll go pretty fast, but I think they're so shell-shocked right now that this whole process might take just a little bit longer than that.
Pete Fewitzek is here with us from collegefootballnews.com. You talk about the college football playoff before this news broke involving Michigan and more. We knew that a lot of the story involved just, it seems like light years away, but the fact that Notre Dame is not in the college football playoff. And we know with the current system, you got to get some of the lower conferences in. That's what occurred. What are your thoughts on how this system has played out where we have teams that we know are better and we got teams kind of getting handouts here?
Well, a lot of parts is, first of all, you got to have some way of playing your way in. I don't mind having, you know, the automatic. The college football playoff committee screwed this up. And I do agree that you got to have a way that no matter who you are, if you're UMass or Akron or Notre Dame or Alabama, you've got to know that, you know, once you start the season, that there's a way to get in. You can't have it where 80 teams, you know, are eliminated from the playoff and the national championship chase before the ball is first kicked off. You know, it just, there's no way to do that. You got to make it somewhat like that. Another way to think about it is that James Madison and Tulane, while awful matchups for what's going to happen, because that first Saturday of college football playoff is awful, especially going against the NFL. but it's a reward, you know, for the 5 and the 6. You know, it's kind of like the NCAA tournament. You know, the 3 seed gets the 14, and, you know, 2 gets the 15. So it's something that's all right in a certain way. The problem was in the process. And the way that they did this, and to have the college football playoff committee say, well, we didn't like how BYU played the championship, but the way Alabama played in the SEC championship, that was okay. Well, BYU lost to the number 4 team, and it was 24-7 with 7 minutes to go, and there were a few, you know, oh, by the way, points later. It was 7 minutes to go in the SEC championship. Alabama was down 28-7, and Georgia just stopped. There was -3 rushing yards for the game. Alabama looked awful. That was against the number 3 team, and for them to come out and say, well, you know, we're going to keep Alabama there because that performance was all right, but we're going to drop BYU 1 spot. You can't do it both ways. Either you say, look, the loser of the conference championship is not going to get punished, which, you know, Ohio State only dropped the 2, so it wasn't punished because you had to put Indiana higher, so there was a backstop there. So either you have to say, we're going to, you know, keep the conference championship losers where they are, which then Notre Dame gets in, or we're going to drop them both 1 spot, and even in that case, Notre Dame gets in. And the Irish's beef is legit because, you know, even though Miami's good, Miami could win the national championship. They have the talent. It's just about the process here. When they first did the first round of college football playoff rankings came out, both teams had 2 losses. The head-to-head was baked into the cake. Notre Dame was 10. Miami was 18. And for them to kind of twist this all the way up to get Miami in, Notre Dame's like, screaming and yelling.
Well, when do you think we get an adjustment? Are we more likely to see additional teams here in the playoff and it move to 16 as opposed to a real adjustment with how they get seeded?
Honestly, all they got to do is be more transparent about it. They are the worst ever at communicating what they're doing. They come out with a show every Tuesday night, and the committee chair comes out and comes all cheeky and, you know, says, well, we might do this. I don't know if we're going to do that. You got to have something that the teams can go on so you don't get blindsided. Because basically throughout the entire college football playoff rankings process, the committee was yelling at Notre Dame, you're fine. We think you're good. You're safe. And so for them to twist this at the very last second, yeah, Notre Dame's ticked, and I can see why, because it's not fair. The other part of this thing, too, that you don't need to blow this up. You can tweak it and just say, look, all four Power Four champions are in. Because at the end of the day, if they just put Duke in, that's fine. If they put Duke at 24 and James Madison at 25, that's fine. Now you're good. Because they could have argued and said, look, they're a Power Four champion. They have 7 wins over against Power Four teams. James Madison has 0 wins over Power Four teams. But instead, all they did was they record ranked and put in a bunch of record teams in.
Yeah, it's screwed up. There's no doubt about that. Pete Fewitzek is here with us from collegefootballnews.com. One thing that was pretty cut and dry, we saw how the game went, we saw the end result, was Indiana going out there and beating Ohio State. Like, is that going to go down as being their best win of the season? Like, is that their peak, or can we see them walk away with a championship?
I mean, they can. They got the talent. I mean, that's the best win in their history. I mean, it's crazy that it is. But I think this is more about Ohio State. And they, remember they did this last year where, for some bizarre reason, sometimes they just don't take the car out of third gear. And they played it kind of conservative. They played it close. And they assumed the defense was going to come through. The defense was great. But Indiana's got a defense, too. And Ohio State didn't push it very hard. And if you remember, it did this last year where everybody forgets how bad Michigan was. Like, it got totally memory dumped that Michigan team last year was literally the worst in the country at completing forward passes down the field. But somehow, they just got, Ohio State went ultra conservative, and then, boom, it just all of a sudden turned to 13-10 Michigan. They lost. I think this is kind of the wake-up call. The Big Ten championship didn't matter. Both teams are in the top two. And now I think you're going to see Ohio State start to open up a bit. But, yeah, Indiana's that good. But remember, they needed a last-second pass to get past a tough, or a mediocre, I should say, Penn State team. They had a rough time to get by Oregon. Great win, no doubt about it, but it was a hard, and they had a hard time getting by Iowa. So, good team. I do think they're gettable, though.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about anything involving Indiana at this point in time. I can't believe that it's here, but it is. In a couple of days, we're going to have the Heisman that'll be awarded. Who are you favoring in that one? This seems like one of the more quiet Heisman awards or races that we've had in recent memory.
Worst Heisman race ever, at least as long as I've been doing it. There's nobody there. I mean, it was, 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and I still didn't really know who I was putting on my ballot. And so I can't say who I put on because they get really mad about that and they get in trouble. But in terms of just flat out predicting who is going to win, I will be shocked if it's not Mendoza, just mainly because they did it differently this year. And in the past, they would send out the Heisman ballots early because they wanted as many voters as possible. But the problem is people were sending them in early and then weren't watching the late games. And when it really started mattering, you had some weird Heisman finalists and things like that happening. So this year, they opened it up on Friday. So it gave it a little more space. So I'm guessing how this is how it works, is I'm going to guess that all the Julian Fain votes came in before the Big Ten championship. Yeah. And Jeremiah Love, I just don't think enough people were paying attention to him. He's good enough to be a finalist. Diego Pavia is going to get all the SEC votes because SEC people just think that nothing else exists outside of that. So he probably gets all of that. And I think Mendoza probably ends up winning it just because he's the last thing anybody got to see out there.
Yeah, well, shoot. I mean, next time we won't see him. I'm just thinking very, very forward about his future. We know the Heisman's going to be in New York City. Hopefully he's not calling New York City his home sooner than later at the professional level.
You don't like him as a pro quarterback?
I don't like him on the New York Jets in the future. I think that might be the worst-case situation, Pete.
Well, there's a lot of good quarterbacks. This is going to be a massive year for quarterbacks. So there's going to be a lot of options out there between Dante Moore of Oregon,
Lawrence
Sellers from South Carolina. It's going to be a pretty good year for quarterbacks this season. Yeah,
poor Dante Moore is dodging anonymous bullets from Troy Aikman right now. NIL. Pete Fewitzek is here. Well, we know the teams that got some buys. We talked about Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech. We should get some good matchups here in the playoff. Who are you favoring overall to walk away with that trophy in January?
Ohio State. I mean, I think there are four teams that have the talent to pull this off. Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Miami. If Miami has its head on straight, it's got the NFL guys where they could go on a four-game run and pull this off. I'm not buying into Alabama at all. Texas A&M's fine. I don't think the SEC was all that great this year. It was okay, not a total killer. Georgia's offense is going to have to perk up, but that defense is coming aboard at the right time. But it's coming together at the right time against other SEC teams, which I think gives it kind of a little bit of a false sense of greatness. So I'm going to stay with my pick of Ohio State. They're just better. I do think that they do kind of change things up a little bit, and they start playing differently, and we have a little bit of the thing like we had last year. And the thing that stinks about this is the other team I said is going to play for the national championship was Notre Dame. They're better than last year's team. They are healthy. Last year's team was all banged up. This year's team is a lot better. So, two losses came before September 7th hit. So it was a long time ago. And that was a team that I think was going to rip through this. And I think, you know, if Notre Dame was just a team that's going to be like, yeah, okay, well, really on the bubble, they're kind of limping into this, that would be a problem. But Notre Dame people are so mad because they were like, wait a minute, we actually could have won this thing.
Yeah, now they're on the outside looking in as JMU, good old purple, gold, and that ugly dog mascot.
Man, if they win this, imagine if they actually went on a run.
Win what, Peter? What are we talking about? What are we doing?
This isn't the NCAA tournament. You can't just get hot from three and all of a sudden pull off the upset. I will be absolutely stunned if this is not 52-6 or that Oregon just doesn't come out and rip it off.
Oregon is, I think they're 22-point favorites here. I think it may go a whole lot more than that.
Christmas coming early for a lot of people out there. And look at the point total, too. No, Oregon's probably going to hit that point total by itself. But JMU's got a defense, though. JMU, you know, they played a tough defense at times this year. They got some okay teams. So we'll see what they can do.
Pete, one of my favorite, I don't know if it's a cult classic movie, is Taken, right? Have you seen Taken?
I have not seen Taken.
Okay, take a look at it maybe tonight or whenever. There's a good thing from Liam Neeson, the crook. He tells the guy, I'm going to go find my daughter. He tells the kidnapper over the phone, I'm going to find my daughter. The kidnapper says, good luck, and he clicks the phone. And so on that one for JMU.
Yeah, look up Liam Neeson lately on social media. Good luck to him, too. He's having himself a day.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. I will not get political in any way. I'm just going to say.
Oh, boy.
Just look on social media, and it's funny you mentioned Liam Neeson because there's a lot of clicking happening on that dude right now.
So. Uh-oh.
But, yeah,
uh-oh.
I like the line, though. It actually absolutely fits.
Good luck.
Thanks for playing. Actually, I like the line from a really obscure movie, about Bear Bryant back in the day, one of those ESPN movies. You know, I mean, here's a bus ticket and a peanut butter sandwich. You know, have a good one. You know, good luck. Good luck to you.
Liam Neeson might need some luck. I'm going to Google that right now. You educating me, Pete. A lot of controversy on the internet, as we know. From Michigan, I'm Liam Neeson. It's busy. What else is new? It's the internet. Hey, Pete, tell everybody where they can follow you, my man.
Well, we're busted through this, and the games will be fun. The bowl games, once it gets started, these matchups might not be scintillating to most people, but you're going to watch because they're going to be on at holiday parties, and what else are you going to do, talk to your family or something? So we're previewing them all, collegefootballnews.com. We're previewing, predicting every game and all the highs and stuff, and hopefully this becomes interesting really fast.
Hey, Pete, always appreciate the time. Happy holidays. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Shout outs to Pete Fuatak from collegefootballnews.com. I need to Google what the heck is going on with Liam Neeson. I may regret it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you about Troy Aikman, and Dante Moore was kind of mentioned by Pete as well. Troy may have some beef with a college quarterback. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll talk about some Thursday Night Football as well. But right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Pete Fuatsak for joining us. CollegeFootballNews.com, talking about all things playoffs and all things Michigan, who could be their next coach, who he thinks will be a champion, who he thinks will walk away with the Heisman this upcoming Saturday. If you missed our conversation with Pete Fuatsak, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Also, as we talked about JMU and their chances of doing anything in this college football playoff, you know, I said, good luck. You know, good luck to them in the first round. And then he reminded me as they get ready to take on the Oregon Ducks, I brought up Liam Neeson from Taken, and he said he's quite busy right now. Liam Neeson is trying to tell everyone he is pro-vaccine or vaccination when it apparently came across that he was not. So, thank you so much, Pete Fuatsak, for letting me know that Liam Neeson has been under fire. Okay? Hey. I like them. Hey, Boccia, did you like Taken? You've seen Taken, right?
I've seen clips and pieces. Like, my parents love Taken.
Oh.
All of them. It's just I've seen bits and pieces.
When are you going to sit down and watch Taken, man? Come on.
I'm more likely to watch Liam Neeson in the new Naked Gun movie than Taken.
They're remaking Naked Gun, the comedy?
Yes, they remade it. Supposedly, it was pretty funny.
Oh, you watched that, but you didn't see Taken.
No, I've seen clips on social media. Like,
you don't need to see. It's probably not even 90 minutes. It's great.
That works. Well, Taken's 90 minutes or The Naked Gun?
No, the Taken is probably 90 minutes in and out.
Okay.
It's not. Trust me, I'm not a movie guy. I don't got a huge attention span for movies. Taken gets right to the damn point. Okay. Like, they take this guy. He's a retired. He's one of these retired FBI, CIA ass whooper guys, right? This is what he is.
Yeah.
And so his daughter's on vacation, and these guys take his daughter, and he finds out where she is, and then he has to flip that switch in his brain back into government badass mode, and he finds the bad guys to get his daughter back. It's as straightforward as can be. Great movie.
Yeah. It sounds like every other, like, John Wick, James Bond, something like that.
No, James Bond is so much more complicated, man. I've been watching James Bond through all the million iterations they've had of James Bond. This is different. It is straight to the point. There is no thinking. I kidnapped your daughter, and now he has to go find his daughter. Simple.
Okay. I'll make time. Maybe I'll do a Liam Neeson double feature where one's serious and one's comedy.
Nah, yeah, well, the way he's whooping some of this ass, it's a good movie, Boccia. But anyway, someone who's not laughing at anything right now, and we'll talk about this briefly before we talk to you about Thursday Night Football at the top of the hour. Man, Troy Aikman has made a lot of noise over the past couple of days and week about NIL, because apparently he gave a lot of money to NIL in one of these collectives at UCLA where he went to school, and he was not happy that a particular player took the money and decided to transfer away. And a lot of people are looking at this and going, oh, he has to be talking about Dante Moore up at Oregon. And so Troy Aikman has now kind of changed his tune. He's looking at some of the controversy because it's been said that Dante Moore and the students, they aren't receiving money directly from a guy like Troy Aikman. These are anonymous donors who are putting money into these collectives. And so Troy Aikman, I don't want to say damage control. Troy Aikman is like, listen, man, we got to fix NIL. These dudes shouldn't be able to take the money and just leave. They deserve the money, but there has to be structure. Listen to this.
The college football has become the Wild West, as everybody knows. And it's really kind of, starting with the NIL, forget about Lane Kiffin for a minute, but starting with the NIL, there just has been no guardrails. I'm on the National Football Foundation board. And so I hear firsthand from a lot of the commissioners and the athletic directors and the people that are involved in all of that. And it's just got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, got to get cleaned up. He's correct about that. And the fact that this is something that had a direct effect on his pocket, I'm pretty sure rubbed him the wrong way as well. Troy Aikman is like, man, I gave money to a guy and now that guy left. That's not fair.
Players that accept money, there's got to be some accountability and responsibility on their behalf to have to stick with a program. I gave money to a kid. I won't mention who. I've done it one time at UCLA, never met the young man. He was there a year. He left after the year. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get so much as a thank you note.
Oh, well, and then he kind of backed up on that when everybody's like, well, you didn't know the money came from you, Troy. He didn't write him a direct note. I think Troy Aikman just speaking in a general sense. Well, you should know better. Like, you should know better. This is how you learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes you got to be careful where you write a check, especially in something like the NCAA or the college football system where it just feels like the rules change every other year or every couple of years. The rules just change. Now, I'm not knocking him, but if Troy Aikman would get his way, I assume that we would just move on to contracts. And very well, you know what? We may get to a day where that may take place, but you know what else would have to take place with that? There'd have to be a union. Like the players would have to form a union. There's just so much. College athletics is going to continue to change for the next forever. I think that's one thing that we can all anticipate. Ain't nothing slowing down. There's not a damn thing stopping. Things are always going to change. And so Troy Aikman, sucks for you. You lost some money. You feel like you've been swindled. I'm pretty sure Troy Aikman ain't missing that money too much. Okay, sitting around on Fox making what, $20+ million every year? I think Troy Aikman will be okay. He'll be fine. Count it as a tax write-off, Troy. That's me without actually knowing his finances. I'm sure it was a tax write-off. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk some Thursday night football. My terrible Atlanta Falcons versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Prepare yourselves. We'll get into that and more. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.